Things are going down in the studio.
I've never been in such a fun studio as right now. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah.
Gurney's got it, as we do each and every Thursday. Still going on, though, the Back Together Gurney Dining Challenge, where you go out to eat, you post pictures, you tag yourself. I mean, people already do that, right? So this isn't that hard, dining out at your favorite local places in Gurney and getting entered to win $50 gift cards.
Yeah, I mean, you see people doing it all the time, so why not take advantage of something cool like this, right?
Momcorn, we have Ricardo in with us, who is one of the owners there.
Hi, good morning, Leah and Wes. Thank you for having me today.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to make the comment, because what does every man need by his side?
A dog.
Not a dog, no.
Fire.
A good woman.
Oh,
a good
sorry.
Woman, which Ricardo brought in his girlfriend, who also helps out at the restaurant. Welcome, Jaleesa.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, Momcorn, give us a little bit of, because I'm sorry, I have to tell a lot of my friends about Momcorn. And you guys, Momcorn's been there for a while, but you guys just took over a couple years ago, correct?
Right. So, hi, everyone. Gurney, Waukegan, Round Lake, and surrounding communities. Thank you so much for supporting us.
I need you to mention each and every one of them, if you could.
I only know those three. Yes, I'm sorry.
Every city in the county, please.
And everybody else that is listening. I took over with my brother a few years back. But before that, I was working there as the chef and the cook.
Okay.
And I was the one making the food, you know, for most of the time.
Gotcha.
That I was working there. So with the owner, Sergio.
I know Sergio.
We bought the restaurant from him, so... You know, I lived out the American dream. I got to fire my own boss.
If only.
Leah tries to do that every single day around
here. Oh, man. So what kind of cuisine is Momcorn?
So we have kind of a mixture of different. I would say I try and fuse a little bit of this and that, but it's all Mexican ingredients made by Mexican people, such as myself and my dad and my uncle that helped me with all the cooking. So... We try and blend in different things, like maybe we have a little Caribbean, a little South American, a little Mexican, but it's mostly Mexican fusion with a little bit of everything else. And what makes us different is we offer a lot of things that other restaurants don't have, such as I think one of the highlights I want to mention is the jibarito. Mm. That's kind of hard to find around here.
Okay.
But it's a plantain sandwich, melted cheese, steak, Mexican salsa, lettuce, tomato, and mayo.
Is that in the bag?
You know what? I did not bring that today, but that's for you guys,
Ricardo,
to come to the restaurant and try.
Okay. Now, you guys are also open for breakfast. What are
By
some
the way,
of-
real quick, Leah gets really selfish with Mexican food when it gets in here. So
yeah.
I would love to try any of it, but she won't share it.
Yeah, it's not happening. You know. I'm very passionate.
Okay, well, I only brought sample portions, so sorry.
Wow. Just let me look at it and smell it.
You could for sure smell it. Yeah. Now, you guys are open for breakfast. Maybe somebody out right now looking for breakfast cuisine. You guys do that Tuesday through Fridays, opening at 10 a.m. What are some of the Momcorn specialties?
For breakfast, what I did bring is one of our highlights is my brother Alex Special. It's a take on French toast made with bolillo bread.
Mm.
And we put fried plantains on top.
Yum.
Powdered sugar and some whipped cream. I recommend that. And also, I brought our breakfast torta.
Okay.
Which is made with nopales, cactus, and egg. I don't know. A lot of people haven't tried cactus.
Oh, I've had cactus.
It's so good. Everyone that comes into my restaurant, they say, what can I try that I haven't? Have you had cactus, nopales? No. Try
the cactus. You'd be surprised. I tried to say a couple weeks ago I never had cactus before, and he corrected me. He's like, you had cactus in Playa del Carmen. I'm like, okay, I did. But it is very good. Now, what about for lunch and dinner?
For lunch and dinner, okay, there was a special dish that I made for my vegan friends and everyone that comes in. I recommend the vegan chimichanga, which has poblano peppers, vegan cheese, beans, rice, and also sweet plantains rolled up in a burrito. Then I deep fry it. And then you also get a side salad to be a little healthy, because when you're vegan, you kind of think all you eat is salads, right?
You get a ton of carbs.
You miss the good stuff, the bad stuff, you know, the deep fried things. Yep. So we try to do that in our menu. And for lunch or dinner, I would recommend the vegan chimichanga. And like I said, the jibarito, which is something that other Mexican restaurants don't sell around here. And I think it's the only place you can get it around here. At least I'm told by customers that travel.
If you weren't hungry before, you're definitely hungry now. Am
yeah,
I right?
Absolutely.
Now, you guys are closed on Sundays.
We are kind of
working out
the hours. Okay. You know, working out the schedule with that. Currently, we are closed.
Where can people get updated hours then?
Our updated hours will always be best on our website at momcorngurney.com. And also at our Google page, which we update our hours, which we will be because we're trying to open back up and have dine-ins again.
Okay.
We're only still doing curbside, but yeah. I do have tables outside currently.
Okay.
And we're trying to open up so people can come back inside because we miss our customers, our friends, our everybody.
Yeah. I miss dining out and not having to clean up after myself too. Yeah. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Now, Ricardo, thank you for coming in and thank you for bringing your girlfriend in who is going to do, she's going to do the heavy lifting right now.
Guys, everyone, don't forget to order some food and take pictures and post it to Gurney's Got It Facebook page to participate in Gurney Back Together Dining Challenge. You could win a gift card to a Gurney restaurant or even a grand prize overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge with a dinner for a family or single day tickets, plus $100 in parking dining vouchers at Six Flags Great America.
Thank you. And she obviously did that because you can't read, right?
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I can't. She has to do all the reading around here. As you can see, she's reading off the screen. And I'm like, I do.
I do. I take care of all of that. Ricardo, real quick before we let you go, what is your Gurney go-to?
Okay, for us at the restaurant.
Aside from mom corn.
Yeah, us at the restaurant, it's almost a tradition that we get Gurney donuts.
Gurney donuts really is yeah. one of the ones we hear pretty often.
Yeah, that's what we get. It's been tradition there for some years, so we'll continue to thank you, Gurney donuts.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Oh, well, I think a grill's getting fired up in here soon, so we will continue talking. The Chocolate Sanctuary, they're setting up a whole restaurant in here. That's next on XLC.